With Hookbeats, I'm Don Swain. In September, Publishers Weekly came out with its second annual survey of salaries in the publishing industry, and it's clear most people in the field aren't going to list summer homes, yachts, and penthouses among their assets. Salaries can be respectable, however. PW notes that the average base pay for a publisher in 1988 was $99,400, even more for the owner or president. An editor-in-chief can do all right, too, with an average annual wage of $53,700 in 1988. But it's a more gloomy picture for the rank and file. PW says the average pay for an editor was $33,000. For a copy editor, $22,700. Salaries were about the same for those in art, production, and publicity, although pay is substantially better in marketing and sales. Big cities such as New York and Boston offer higher pay scales in publishing than counterparts in smaller communities in the South, West, and Midwest. The relatively modest salaries in publishing come after years of experience, so you can imagine the low pay given to entry-level jobs. Publishing is a small industry by most standards. PW survey shows that 55% of all publishing firms employ fewer than 24 people. As an industry, publishing is frequently unstable, offers little or no job security, and is crippled by high job turnover because of low salaries. But people choose publishing as a career because of the intellectual and artistic rewards, and for the pure love of books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.